Worthing Podcast with Patrick Woodward.
Welcome to the Worthing Podcast. This month, two rather contrasting stories, but with something in common if you need to get out and enjoy good fun and good company. In a moment, news of a comedy coming to a local theatre in September, but before that, a chance to be treated to a great night out in the day. Loneliness is a scourge of modern life. We probably all feel a bit lonely sometimes, but for many, it just goes on too long. One person who's working to change that is Janice Moth, who set up a simple idea which is helping to combat loneliness in Worthing and roundabout. It's called the Glamour Club, a bi-monthly get-together where guests enjoy a fun afternoon of eating, drinking, chatting, singing, dancing, and most importantly, making new friends. It's what she calls a great night out during the day. In the recent Worthing Community Awards, Janice won the Make a Difference Award for helping to change the lives of others in the community. I met up with her and she told me what happens at the events.
On arrival at noon, you'll be greeted sometimes by a stilt walking butler who will usher you to your tables. We have people who are dressed up as table hosts, so they wear barista style aprons, or, you know, like vintage style, the Victoriana sort of little aprons and everything. You'll be escorted to your table. And then you'll be treated to 3 times 30 minutes live entertainment, all your favourite numbers, really top quality. And then you have an afternoon tea served by table hosts, and everyone absolutely enjoys themselves. We're disability confident, we are eco-friendly, and we are for absolutely everybody.
So is it just a bit of fun, or is there more to it than that?
There's much more to it. So I've been working in mental health now for over 15 years, but 7 years ago, I went on a fantastic trip around Southeast Asia, and I was sitting at Kuala Lumpur Airport, and I just thought to myself, do you know what? I've been to the most beautiful places in the entire world, but I've been so lonely, and it wasn't an isolated incident. It was chronic. So I started looking at the United Nations statistics around loneliness, and the ones that I looked at the time were 50 for those age 50 plus. And also working for mental health services, I had seen statistics around the unnecessary and preventable deaths. So I just got convicted, right? This is, I've got to do something about this. I can't not unknow something. And this is really quite shocking and profound, and surely there's something I can do.
So we've touched on it now then, loneliness. It's your campaign to do something about loneliness.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's happened is I had no idea what I was going to do, but what I did know is that I had to do something. So I started networking, and 1 year later, the idea for a great night out in the day, which was fully inclusive and high quality, affordable for absolutely everyone. I wanted it to be really something that didn't exist. So I was thinking, what am I going to call it? And I thought, Glamour Club, bit of glamour, touch of glamour, bit of fun. So what's happened over time is that we've tried different venues in Worthing, and we've just had our 28th event. The Town Crier has become part of our concept. We've served 1,750 guests, and we've had 400 volunteers. Our concept's been commissioned for Loneliness Awareness Week, the grand finale, or on Brighton Palace Pier, actually.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me about loneliness then. When we're all sometimes a bit lonely. How serious an issue is it?
Well, it's really serious. I mean, it's the preventable deaths and the quality of life, because what we know is it's loneliness. People don't even know sometimes that they're lonely, but it starts off like lonely. Then it can go into physical, emotional and mental health deterioration and illness.
And you talked about stopping preventable deaths. Are you saying that loneliness can lead to death?
It does, actually, yeah. And we know from the statistics that actually are used globally, And one of the most famous people that I've managed to pose questions to was the US Surgeon General, and also the loneliness minister when I get invited to Parliament and stuff like that. And we know that loneliness is the equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Goodness. And it costs the economy £1.5 billion a year, but it's the human, it's actually what they were calling pre-pandemic. It was like it's a pandemic of loneliness. It's very serious.
Yeah. We were talking earlier about the fact that you've got a whole the whole range of ages and generations involved. It's not just for people of a certain age, shall we say?
Absolutely, you know, because the thing is, what we are is we're activists and campaigners for positive social change. And I've just finished my scholarship, which I won to Harvard Business School, which was social health innovation.
Right.
And positive power and influence. So social health is as important as all the other pieces of health, you know, physical and mental health. And social health is being recognised as a real thing now.
So what is wrong and what would you like to see happening in society to correct it, if that's not too big a question?
What's happened with us is that our community has shaped who we've become, so we're intergenerational, to answer your question. So we have volunteers from age 8 all the way up to 102 when one of our guests, you know. And actually, we're anti-aging as well, because it's one of the 9 protected characteristics set down in law that people still think it's really funny to talk about someone's age. And we're really not for that. But what we are for is everybody in the community to coming together, putting all of the visions at the door, right? And it's like an oasis in the desert. And everyone just comes and has an absolute ball. They know they're psychologically safe there.
Right.
Doesn't matter what you look like, doesn't matter. Any of those things do not matter. What really matters is that we come together in a safe space and have an absolute ball. We really do.
Janice Moth from the Glamour Club. I also spoke to Flora, a friend of Janice's, who's found the Glamour Club to be a real support.
I listened to what Janice was just speaking about, and I'm going, there's all those high flying words that she's using, and you know, all the other interests and facets that go with this idea about, you know, making loneliness and isolation a thing of the past. And she's created a place for us to do that, and I just want everyone to come. Now, I know that that venue is not going to house everybody, but I'd love to see the expansion of that. In every town, there should be a Glamour Club, Glamour Club 1, Glamour Club 2, Glamour Club 3, whatever. Because in every town, there is loneliness and isolation. Thank God Worthing has got one, because I can pop across from Littlehampton and utilise the event. So yeah. I'm really chuffed.
That's Flora Gritty, full of enthusiasm for the Glamour Club. If you'd like to find out more, visit their website at theglamourclub.co.uk.
The Worthing Podcast with Patrick Woodward.
Now, a change of gear on the Worthing Podcast. Another way to combat loneliness, if theatre is your thing, is to go to a rip-roaring comedy at the Connaught. And in September, you have that chance. Cluedo 2 is on from the 24th to the 28th of September. If you remember playing the board game Cluedo, you'll recognise the characters that come to life in this imaginative production. It stars West End and TV star Jason Durr as Colonel Mustard and award-winning actress and Strictly Come Dancing champion Ellie Leach playing Miss Scarlet. Cluedo 2 has been playing all round the UK, and I caught up with Jason Durr between shows.
Hello, Patrick, and thanks for having me. We are all very much looking forward to coming down to Worthing in Cluedo 2. And please let everybody know down there. It's a fantastic show. So if you want a good evening's entertainment, book tickets now and come see a rip-roaring evening's drama and a whodunit with a twist.
No one gets out of here alive.
Okay, tell me a bit about the show. It's based on a board game, isn't it? So isn't that quite hard to do?
Well, actually, funnily enough, you would think so. But actually, you know, this country has a voracious appetite for whodunits. Quite rightly so. They're great to watch. And this is no exception. And if you're going to pick any board game to turn into a whodunit, which better board game to do it than Cluedo? And the great thing about this show is you don't need to have played the game or seen the first incarnation, Cluedo 1, This is a brand new narrative set in the 1960s. It's got sort of 60s music, 60s costumes, hairdos, and all that kind of stuff. And so the great thing about this particular incarnation is that, yes, we take all those iconic characters that are on in the board game, such as Colonel Mustard, Miss Scarlet, Reverend Green, Mrs. White, and we essentially bring them to life. It's the live action version of the game. But as I said, you don't need to have played the game to understand the show. It's essentially a whodunit. So you get to come down to the theater for the evening and try and guess who did it, with what and where. And it's a lot of fun.
So is it recognizable as a version of the board game? Will people realize what they're seeing?
Well, yes, absolutely. As I said, you have all those iconic characters that are in the board game on stage, and you have the stages. This has been designed incredibly well, and we sort of bring all those different rooms, whether it's the hall, the ballroom, the kitchen, the lounge, the study. We bring all of those to life, and this particular play has been written by Maurice Grant and Lawrence Marks of Birds of a Feather and Goodnight Sweetheart fame, and directed by Mark Bell, who directed the play That Goes Wrong. So it's a really good pedigree of humor, and it's comedy, but it's not only just sort of comedy like a gag a minute, it's physical comedy as well. And so we weave in a whodunit narrative, but it's essentially very, very, very funny from the get-go, and we have an enormous amount of fun doing it.
Oh my God, Rick! What happened?
He's been murdered in the study with the dagger.
And the gun.
And the rope.
And some sort of blunt object, possibly a spanner.
Now, you're playing Colonel Mustard. He's one of the key characters, I guess. Tell me about him. What's he like?
He's a sort of a brash Texan Svengali manager, agent and music manager who's looking after one of the characters, a chap called Rick Black, who's the sort of up and coming Mick Jagger type. They're all fabulous characters, very, very funny. And we've been very fortunate to be playing to packed houses across the country.
Yeah.
Who seem to really get on board. They love these sort of comedy whodunits, and they laugh at all the right places. They ooh and ah, they get very interactive. They talk sometimes more than we do on stage. So that always lends itself to a bit of comedy.
Well, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Well, it wasn't me.
I know what you're all thinking. It's the butler that did it.
That sounds like a confession.
Oh, my God, he's dead.
We were hoping you wouldn't notice.
When did you know?
We had an inkling when he stopped breathing.
I suppose all of you as actors had to reimagine these characters and decide what they would be like in real life. How hard was that?
Well, we've been given an enormous amount of freedom to breathe life into them and bring our own sort of stamp to them. So there's been... there are new sort of incarnations. So we're trying to make it relevant and to a new audience, try and bring something new to the stage. And so all these characters have something new about them and exciting and fresh. But also, you know, there is always still that enjoyable side of the whodunit. So, we all get a kick out of being on stage and keeping you guessing.
You must enjoy it. It must be fun to do.
Oh, it's an absolute hoot. And that's what's been great. I mean, I've been obviously I haven't been on stage for 10 or 15 years, and I've been in front of the camera for quite a long time. So, you know, whether it was in Heartbeat or Casualty, it's very different getting back on stage. And it's really great to be able to get on stage and flex those theatrical muscles, but also to do comedy.
I was going to say, doing comedy, again, different from the previous roles that you've had. How have you sort of adapted to that and enjoyed it?
Well, something I've always really loved doing. And, you know, this show really enables me to do that. And it is a show for the whole family, whether you're 8 or 80, you can bring the whole family down to have a really good giggle. And at the same time, sort of guess who did it. And we really do keep you guessing right until the final curtain.
Now, you've had quite a long run already. It is a long run. And from what you say, it's gone down pretty well.
Well, so far, so good. So no complaints. Very humble, very grateful that the you know, as I said, we've been playing to packed houses. And it's that thing, I suppose, that that audiences just love whodunits. And they really get on board with this one because we allow them in. And you know, they the humor really gives it that extra sort of USP, I suppose. And but at the same time, you know, they want to be a detective. And often you get stories back that at the interval they're sort of saying, is it Mrs. White with the dagger in the ballroom? Or was it Colonel Mustard with the gun in the kitchen? So, you know, so it's obviously working and it's touching a chord somewhere. And but, you know, but it's also, as I said, it's just very, very funny. And I think in the world that we live in now, that's not a bad thing.
What do we do now?
I don't know about you, Colonel, but I could murder a drink.
Taste of Cluedo 2, and my thanks to Jason Durr. Cluedo 2 is at the Connaught Theatre in Worthing from the 24th to the 28th of September. For tickets, visit wtm.uk or call the box office on 01903 206 206. That's it from the Worthing podcast for this month. Join us again next month for more stories from the varied and exciting town that is Worthing. Don't forget to look us up on Instagram and Facebook and subscribe on the usual podcast platforms. I'll see you soon.
News and views of Worthing.
The Worthing Podcast.
With Patrick Woodward.